Classic Hits, you've got the Harvey Norman Classic Breakfast with Hoops. My pleasure to catch up with Louise Howland. How are you, Louise?
I'm great, Hoops. You?
Yeah, real good, thank you.
That's good.
The Art of Conversation, the talking game that everybody's talking about. Tell us a wee bit about the game and how it came to be born.
Well, this game came about for a couple of reasons, and one of them was that we believe that today we're pretty much too busy to have a chat. It's been proven that children are starting school with language delays, less vocabulary, poor grasp of grammar, and they're putting this down to the fact that they spend so much time in childcare and less time in conversation with adults. Also, a survey that was done in America looking for a common denominator amongst high achievers found the only common denominator was the family dinner. And the family dinner, which used to be the place where we sat round and rapped about the day's experiences, has kind of gone out the window for a lot of people because we're just too busy.
Either watching TV or it's all just such a rushed experience nowadays, isn't it?
It is, and talking's nearly seen as kind of a waste of time. So, you know, for a lot of reasons we thought it was needed and we have to turn it into a game. Well, we'll turn it into a game, but the beauty of it being a game, and it can be played competitively, there's lots of different ways to do it, but the beauty of it being a game is with your children, when you start a sentence with, when I was young, you see them glaze over and instant boredom. Whereas with this, where everybody gets a turn, so it teaches listening skills as well, that they listen to anyone of any age. So that cross-generational thing where you've got an older person who really wants to connect with a younger person but doesn't know where to start, everyone listens to each other. There's a certain amount of etiquette. And in a way, it's teaching social skills, which personally I think is something that we really mainly only teach our kids by going, shh, or come on, speak up, you know?
Yeah. All right, so what age do you think is a starting point? Obviously, it really spans the ages, but what do you think is a good starting point age-wise?
Well, we always said 5 because in our core group we tested it with, they were 5 to 18. But a mother told me the other day that her 4-year-old picked up a card and made up her own question, which was, what would you do if you had to look after a chicken? So really, you know, that to me showed that little child got it. So I would let children of any age join in. It's never too early to start listening. And on the cards, the first question on each card is a simpler, a lighter question that can be answered at different levels.
Cool. All right, look forward to tackling it with my children, 7 and 9. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
That's great, Hoops.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for chatting and all the best with the game.
Thank you very much. Wish you well.